more than 50,000 beekeepers in the Czech Republic responsible for the upkeep of over 500,000 colonies of bees. For a country of around 10 million inhabitants, this is a pretty impressive number. Earlier this week, I went to the Czech Beekeepers Union to ask Mr. Miloslav Peroutka what the buzz was with beekeeping.
It's a tradition stretching way back. This shows that when the first Czechs came here, they settled in a land of milk and honey. We live in a country rich in the production of both of these things, and evidently the first Slavs who came and occupied this territory produced both. So definitely there is a tradition of beekeeping here.
Similarly, the Czech Beekeepers' Union has a history of its own, having been founded by bee-loving Habsburg Empress Maria Theresa all the way back in 1776.
Maria Theresa was a real propagator of beekeeping. She organized lectures on the subject in the royal court, which she herself attended. Under her rule, beekeepers were given tax exemptions. They really occupied a very privileged position in society. The things they produced were invaluable, you see. At the time, wax was used to make church candles and so forth. Bee products were widely used. And another interesting thing is that when Austro-Hungary fell and Czechoslovakia was born, the third establishment to be founded by the government was the Beekeepers' Research Institute.
Byl založen právě výzkumný ústav včelařský.
The golden age of Czech beekeeping was at the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, when the Carniolan bee was introduced into the country. Up until then, the Czech countryside was the stomping ground of its rather angrier cousin, the black bee, which was considerably more difficult to rear. It may no longer be the heyday of Czech beekeeping, but the pastime is still as popular as ever here. I asked avid apiarist Václav Uher why.
Domnívám se, že to je tradicí. A jako jiný důvod nevidím, protože ekonomicky je to.
I think it is because it is a tradition. I don't see any other reason for it, because it can be a big strain on your finances, especially in the current climate. I think the main reason people do this is because they just love bees. Or it can be entertainment, a hobby. I personally keep bees so that I can study the way they live together and the way they behave. Honey is just a bonus, really.
Med je potom pouhou odměnou za to, jo.
The Uher family has been keeping bees for the last 16 years. Son Tomáš Uher explains how he grew up with his father's passion.
It was originally my mother's idea that we should have bees, and then my father was very curious to know what it's actually about, and then became my father's hobby. And as he gradually discovered that proper beekeeping requires more hives and therefore more work, me and my brothers and sisters naturally began to him. And so since I was, I think, 11, bees were pretty much a big part of my life. And there were times I liked it, especially when the honey came and when I took a bite from the honeycomb, which was fantastic. But there were things that, of course, I hated or was rather concerned about when they were buzzing around me and stinging in my head. Sometimes I got as many as 3 stings in my head. So not nice.
Back in the safety of the Union of Beekeepers Prague office, I asked Mr. Perotka if beekeeping could actually ever be dangerous.
In modern times, there has been a growth in the number of people who are allergic to bee stings. Here in the Czech Republic, about 3% of the population are allergic to bees, and of course for them, to be stung by one would be dangerous. But this is an illness that these people have, and it's not the poor bee's fault. Otherwise, there is nothing dangerous about keeping bees if you don't get a large amount of stings at once, and if you aren't allergic to the animals, then it's just a really good hobby to have.
Having never actually been stung by a bee, I don't know if I'm in the unfortunate 3% of allergy sufferers. So I was quite tentative upon my visit to the Uher's hives. I was dressed up to the nines in protective clothing and emerged without a sting. However, my poor Český rozhlas microphone cannot boast the same thing. Mr. Uher was preparing the bees for winter, pouring a sugary mixture into the hives and releasing the queens, which he had been storing elsewhere, back into the colonies. During this process, his son Tom explained what made a queen bee.
It's a very funny thing. It's basically just a change of diet for one of the larvars. Normally, the larva is fed pollen and honey and water, and if the bees decide to have a queen, they start feeding, apart from water, honey and pollen, also a mother mixture, and that's how the larva becomes a queen. Now, the queen lives for much longer than any other bee. It may live up to 5 years, and the bees can tell if the queen is getting old and it's not good enough. And if it is the case, they start to prepare conditions for a new queen.
What do they do to the old queen? I hope they're nice to her.
I have to disappoint you at this stage, because they kill her, basically. They stung her to death. That's what they do.
Uher's hives are modest and modern, a row of crates neatly stacked with differently coloured doors so that the bees know which is theirs. But in the Czech Republic, the tradition is not to have a number of beehives, but a vachelín, which basically looks like a garden shed and which houses several colonies of bees all in one. Some of these vachelíns are really beautifully decorated. Mr. Peroutka explained to me how.
Většinou jsou tam určitá hesla, třeba řeknu příklad, požehnej Bože pílí naše.
Most of the decorations take the form of a motto, like God bless our hard work. So people might write something asking God to help the bees in their toil. There are calls to bless the bees' strength and honey too. And of course, then there are pictures either of some country idyll or of the patron saints of beekeepers, Saint Ambrose. You often find the Virgin Mary and Jesus painted onto the hives as well. People considered bees and the way they work together as an ideal template for human society, and so asking God to bless the bees' hard work meant that they were asking God to bless them and their hard work too.
It reminds
me to hear that bees can also be reared in Prague.
Je zajímavé, že v Praze je dobře včelařit.
Interestingly, Prague is a really good place to keep bees. There are lots of parks and lots of gardens, and honey yields here are higher than anywhere else in the country. This is because Prague, being a big city, forms its own microclimate. It is warmer here and it's also a sheltered space. All this means that the beekeepers up in Hradčany have record harvest of honey each year and produce much more than their counterparts in the countryside.
Včelaři, kteří včelaří na venkově, na těch takové výnosy nemají.
With the promise of such big returns, I'm half tempted to set up a little bee colony out in my garden myself. But I wonder what the neighbours would say.